Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feasts of Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, the angels, the archangels. I never saw an angel, did you? I've always been kind of curious about it, and I want to see them, but I haven't seen an angel yet. But how much protection the angels provided our Lord when he asked for it. How much they helped him, brothers and sisters. The opening prayer says, O God, who dispose in marvelous order ministries both angelic and human, graciously grant that our life on earth may be defended by those who watch over us as they minister perpetually to you in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. My goodness, brothers and sisters. We look at the first reading in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 9 to 10 and 13 and 14. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was bright as snow, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, and the books were open. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, he received dominion, glory, and kingship. Nations and peoples of every language serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. Think of that. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord. This is our God who cares for us. Take a look now at the Psalm 138 for today. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Because of your kindness and your truth, for you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. All the kings of the earth shall give thanks to you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. Great is the glory of the Lord. God comes from heaven to us. And some people saw his angels and the fight between the angels and Satan. He fought battles for us. Let's look at the Gospel of John. John chapter 1, verses 47 to 51. Jesus now saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him. Nathanael said to him, How do you know me? And Jesus answered and said to him, Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this. And he said to him, Amen, amen, I say to you. You will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. No, brothers and sisters, it's so easy to say, well, yeah, okay, but that's not me. I'm not seeing any angels. But you're being prepared to. Being prepared in this life to see God in the next. How prepared are you? How really ready are you? And I don't mean that you have to run around and do all kinds of things. No, just let's get our eyes fixed before anything else. Fixed first on God in the morning, then the children, then your wife or your husband. But brothers and sisters, slow down just a little bit. Slow down. However you can do it, even if you can give yourself 5 quiet minutes, please slow it down. Because, brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to be with Him forever and ever. And He's telling us that He brings with Him salvation and power, that the authority of our God comes to us. Brothers and sisters, do you ever think about that? Probably not. You have too much to do in a day. But have I told you so many times? Give yourself 15 minutes. It'll help your heart. It'll help your stomach. But give your God 15 minutes at least a day. And read these scriptures slowly. Think about them. I can make other recommendations to you if you wish of other things to read after you read the scriptures. But brothers and sisters, come to know the world of your Savior who wants to bring you home to Him forever. Do I get nervous? Yes, sometimes I do, wondering what that will be like. But then we have a God who is all love. He wants to bring me in to love forever. That's your God. He is who He says He is. I want to share with you just for a few minutes a little meditation that could be very, very helpful to you. Most glorious Prince of the Heavenly Armies, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in our battle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of this world of darkness, against the spirits of wickedness. Come to the assistance of men and women whom God has created in His likeness and whom He has redeemed at a great price from the tyranny of the devil. Holy Church venerates you as her guardian and protector. To you the Lord has entrusted the souls of the redeemed to be led into heaven. Pray, therefore, the God of peace to crush Satan beneath our feet, that we may no longer retain men captive and do injury to the church. Offer our prayers to the Most High God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that without delay they may draw His mercy down upon us. Take hold of the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan. Bind him, cast him into the bottomless pit, so that he may no longer seduce the nations. And then there's part of this prayer that's addressed to Raphael. O Raphael, lead us toward those whom we are waiting for, those who are waiting for us. Raphael, angel of happy meeting, lead us by the hand toward those we are looking for. May all of our movements be guided by your light and transfigured with your joy. Angel, guide of Tobias, lay the request we now address to you at the feet of Him on whose unveiled face you are privileged to gaze. Lonely and tired, crushed by the separations and sorrows of life, we feel the need of calling to you and of pleading for the protection of your wings, so that we may not be as strangers in the province of joy. All ignorant of the concerns of our country, remember the weak, you who are strong, you whose home lies beyond the region of thunder in a land that is always peaceful, always serene, and bright with the resplendent glory of God. Saint Gabriel, Archangel, we beseech you to intercede for us at the throne of divine mercy. As you announced the mercy of the Incarnation of God, so through your prayers may we receive strength of faith and courage of spirit, and thus find favor with God and redemption through Christ our Lord. May we sing the praise of God our Savior with the angels and saints in heaven forever and ever. Amen. What a beautiful prayer that is. What a beautiful prayer that is. It comes from a book called The Angels of God. The Angels of God. Brothers and sisters, our angels go before us. They go before us to help us. They go before us to pray for us. They open their hearts for us. Brothers and sisters, isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we need? Someone who goes before us like the angels do. And then one day to actually meet our Savior, to meet our God. I want to urge you to look up in Scripture Psalm 138 that I've been drawing from this morning. I really urge you to pray that prayer, that psalm, again and again. Psalm 138. Pray it again and again, that you might know how near the angels are to you. You are not alone. Even if you're alone in your home, you're not alone. Jesus is with you. His angels are with us. We do not need to fear, but we do need to trust him. We do need to turn to him. We do need to ask him for the help that we need, day in and day out. Don't be afraid if he doesn't answer something. Just keep asking him. How strong is your faith? Even if it's very little, I would say to you, go to the Lord and say, Lord, increase my faith. Lord, help me to grow in my faith, that I may trust you, that I may turn to you, that I may ask for help when I am in trouble. Please, Lord, you are my helper. You are my Savior. You are my Lord. Give me the grace to trust you more and more for the days to come. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.